libertarian, or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, I know some of you are a little bit upset that I was so impassioned in the monologue, but I'm sorry, I can't help it. I feel like we have a bowl of mashed potatoes sitting where the brain is supposed to be in the White House right now, and it's very discouraging. When you saw him try to say last night, whatever it was he was trying to say about handguns and COVID vaccines on the town hall on CNN, none of it made sense. Kristen B. Tate rejoins us. Kristen, let me lay this on you. This was from one of his speaking opportunities yesterday. This was the president, Joe Biden. And the direct quote is, and the question is whether or not we should be in a position where are why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be, or excuse, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but not permanently approved. That's underway too. Go ahead, take a shot. Anything, any idea of what he's actually referring to there? I have no idea.
Nobody knows what he's referring to. And we all know, Kevin, that if Donald Trump had this kind of mental deterioration when he was president, the news media would be reporting on it 24/7, saying this is a crisis. We have someone who
they would have already invoked.
What's going on?
They would have already invoked. What is it? The what's the amendment where you can invoke the incapacitation of the president? They talked about it with Trump all the time. They would have already invoked that.
Because this is a Democrat, there's nothing to see. Keep moving along. We're not going to report on this. It's disgraceful. And look, Joe Biden, whatever, say whatever you want about his politics. I think he's wrong on almost every issue. But he used to be a pretty decent speaker back in his day. If you watch old videos of Joe Biden speaking, he was pretty good. So this whole idea being pushed by the left that this is all because of his stutter is nonsense. Because back before, when he was mentally sound, he was able to give speeches and answer questions in a way that was coherent and compelling, given his point of views. This has nothing to do with the stutter. This is a man who is old, doddering, and is losing his capabilities, mentally speaking, and it's dangerous to have him as president of the United States, because we all know he's not the one who's really in charge. There are people or a person who is pulling the strings behind the curtain, and we have no idea who those people are. They were not elected, and really, we don't know who's running the country right now, because it sure isn't Joe Biden.
Yeah. Well, he looked that one voter in the eye last night on the CNN town hall, who's a restaurant owner here in New York, and restaurants have just been, they've just been hammered. I mean, it's just amazing that any of them are still open. And he said, how am I supposed to attract workers? And Joe Biden's answer was, you just have to pay them more. Now, you're talking to a guy that works in food service that already has the thinnest margin of profit of almost any industry in America right now. I mean, food service industry, so much of their inventory goes bad. Spoilage is so expensive. They have to throw stuff out almost as fast as they buy it. And the answer from the president, who's given us 5.5% inflation. I mean, I filled up my car yesterday after getting off the air in Manhattan, and it was $5.59 a gallon. Kristen, I mean, this, and his answer is, well, just pay your employees more.
It's absolutely absurd. I have small business owners in my family. My stepmother owns a chain of restaurants in Boston. And, of course, Boston has very high costs as well. And she is, from the last year, she has really struggled to keep the lights on, Kev. She's struggling to fill all the open positions, you know, even to just get people to wait on tables. It's a real struggle. And, you know, the lockdowns just crippled her. And she's just one of thousands and thousands of small business
right.
owners in this country who risked everything for their dream. And they saw their dreams, their life savings and everything go up in flames because of these draconian lockdowns. And now because they can't get people to work because the Joe Biden administration wants to pay people to stay home. And let me tell you something. In Boston, the minimum wage is already $15 an hour, okay? And you have to pay more on top of that because of taxes and fees. So she's paying like $18 an hour for people to work, and they're still making more staying home and not working. So it's just ridiculous, and the margins are thin. People are closing their doors because they just can't afford the rent anymore. They can't even afford to keep the lights on in their restaurants with these increasing costs.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. And it's very disheartening to see that the answer when it comes back from the president is that, well, this is just going to be temporary. This is just, you know, we're not going to see this long term. Kristen, I've talked to many economists and people that are watching, you know, traditional benchmark, you know, indicators like the consumer price index. And they're saying there is no sign that this is going away anytime soon.
Correct. And, you know, making the problem even worse, Kev, is we have a productivity problem in this country that's causing supply chain issues. I know we talked about this last week, but
yeah,
we literally can't find people to drive trucks in the country or work in factories. And, you know, people are seeing this firsthand now. For example, I went to Chick-fil-A the other night and they were out of tomatoes. They had a sign up that said, you know, sorry, folks, we can't get tomatoes right now. And this kind of thing is starting to happen more and more. And soon it's just going to significantly inflate prices in a way that's impossible to ignore or brush aside. And of course, it's the poor people, the people on fixed incomes who are going to be hurt most. It's really tragic.
And if you can't get tomatoes at Chick-fil-A, I mean, you know, something's wrong there. Hey, you're a Texan. You call the Houston area home, and your state legislature has been interrupted because these Texas Democrats decided to go hide out in other places and not basically follow the law of their land. What's the latest on this? Governor Abbott said he was going to arrest them. Ken Paxton seemed to imply that could, in fact, happen. They are now half the delegation is COVID positive, and they're evidently spreading it to Nancy Pelosi's office and the White House and other people. Where are we at with this, and are they going to be returned? Will the reforms that need to be passed for voting eventually get passed?
Well, first of all, it's an absolute disgrace what they're doing, these Democrats. They are subverting democracy and displaying their hypocrisy with the COVID lockdowns and masking. So that's the first thing. The second thing, though, Kev, is this never should have happened. So I run communications for a gubernatorial race down here for Don Huffines. He's running to the right of Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott talks a big game on Fox News. He does a lot of talk, very little action. We knew these Democrats were going to do this because they already tried the same stunt months ago. This legislation should have been passed during the regular session. It is absolutely unacceptable that it's now midway through the summer in a special session, and they're pulling this nonsense. The voters of Texas don't deserve this. And the Democrats are awful. We all know that. But we need a strong Republican in the governor's mansion to stand as a bulwark against the leftism that is creeping into this country. And yes, even to places like Texas. Because let me tell you, Greg Abbott, he's no Ron DeSantis. We need a real fighter in there. So what's going on in Texas is pathetic. It's sad. These Democrats are anti-American, anti-Texas, but they shouldn't be allowed to get away with this.
Yeah, no, not at all. All right, Kristen B. Tate, reader in the Hill. Watch her all over cable television, and she's working to provide freedom for Americans. That's what it's all about. Kristen, always appreciate you being here. Thanks for being with us. Kevin McCullough coming.
Thanks,
right,
sir.
Back.